Cult is used broadly. Cults come in various forms, from extreme groups where followers may sacrifice their lives, to more benign ones with enthusiastic followers. Some cults, like the Branch Davidians or the 3HO Yoga Group, can be dangerous, while others, like CrossFit or SoulCycle, are harmless. Even large organizations like Amazon can exhibit cult-like characteristics due to their strong leadership, unique language, and demanding work environments. One key difference between cults is the danger faced by those who leave. For instance, members of Jim Jones's community in Guyana faced threats or violence if they tried to leave. In contrast, followers of 3HO believe that leaving the group will lead to reincarnation as cockroaches, a belief that may seem strange to outsiders, but makes sense within the group's complex ideology. Unlike fans of bands like the Grateful Dead or Phish, who can stop buying music or attending concerts without major consequences, members of cults often face significant life changes if they leave. One common trait among cults is their ritualistic practices. For instance, in 3HO, members wake up early for study and yoga, participate in arranged marriages, and limit social interactions with non-members. Cults also use specialized language, including jargon that confuses outsiders, to reinforce their beliefs. Additionally, these groups often foster an us-versus-them mentality. The rise and impact of cults. A Pew Research report in 2019 revealed that 40% of American millennials do not identify with any religious faith. Interestingly, gym memberships are filling a void for some, offering a sense of belonging and routine akin to religious rituals. While the term cult is often used casually, it can have serious implications. For example, the movie, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, has a playful cult following. However, in rare cases, the term is associated with dangerous groups. The Branch Davidians, led by David Koresh in Waco, Texas, were considered a cult. In 1993, a standoff between the group and the FBI resulted in the deaths of many cult members. This contrasts with recognized religions like Mormonism and Catholicism, which are protected by the First Amendment. A dark chapter in American history. The Jonestown incident is a well-known part of American culture. Jim Jones, a charismatic leader, founded the People's Temple in the 1950s in Indianapolis. He was among the first Caucasian couples in Indiana to adopt a black child. In the 1960s, Jones moved his family and followers to Northern California. Then, in 1974, he led them to Jonestown, Guyana, seeking to create a socialist utopia far from what they saw as a racist and chaotic United States. Jim Jones, charismatic and attractive, captivated followers, particularly disillusioned African Americans, after the decline of the Black Power movement. He portrayed himself as the leader of a superior group of rebels compared to mainstream America. In 1978, Jones's experiment ended tragically. When a U.S. congressman visited Jonestown to inspect living conditions, Jones instructed his followers to kill the congressman and three journalists. He then persuaded 900 followers to drink poisoned punch, leading to mass death. While the drink was Flavor-Aid, the phrase, drinking the Kool-Aid, became synonymous with blindly following a leader, abandoning logic and reason. The use of thought-terminating cliches in cults. In cults, leaders discourage independent thinking and promote their ideology above all else. For example, in Jonestown, the leader Jim Jones blamed the media for any criticism of the commune, shutting down any questioning of the group's beliefs. Similarly, Scientology, founded by L. Ron Hubbard, teaches that individuals are responsible for all their problems, attributing any failures to their thoughts or actions. Multi-level marketing, MLM companies often deflect criticism by blaming salespeople for their lack of success, ignoring legitimate concerns about their business practices. This approach was highlighted in a case against Amway by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission. While not a cult, CrossFit uses slogans like, "No guts, no glory," to push participants beyond their limits, discouraging them from listening to their body's signals of fatigue. High-pressure tactics in Scientology recruitment. Scientology introduces new followers to its beliefs gradually. Instead of starting with stories about Xenu, the galactic overlord, and alien spirits, recruiters use a simpler approach. For example, on a sidewalk in Los Angeles, a Scientology recruiter invited Montel to take a personality test. The pitch focused on $35 self-improvement courses for handling life's challenges, avoiding any mention of spiritual beliefs. Montel found the approach similar to a timeshare sales pitch. Overwhelmed by the pushy tactics, she loudly declared her disinterest, grabbed her friend's hand, and quickly left the building. After joining Scientology, students gradually learn its complex jargon. A suppressive person, SP, is someone skeptical of Scientology, while a potential trouble source, PTS, has doubts about the faith. Followers aim to go clear, reaching a level of clarity and enlightenment set by Hubbard. Progressing in Scientology requires significant financial investment, with followers spending thousands of dollars to advance. Additionally, leaving Scientology can be challenging. The cult-like nature of multi-level marketing, MLM. Multi-level marketing, MLM, also known as network marketing or direct sales, thrives on a culture of cultish language and practices. MLM companies capitalize on the aspirations and anxieties of their followers, whom they recruit to sell their products. These recruits, in turn, are encouraged to recruit more salespeople to expand their downlines and receive a portion of their earnings. Notable MLM companies include Tupperware, Amway, Avon, and Mary Kay, as well as newer entrants like Herbalife, Young Living Essential Oils, and LuLaRoe. MLM salespeople are independent contractors who buy samples and marketing materials. Early MLM companies targeted non-working wives, while modern pitches encourage women to become mompreneurs and accept their inner girl boss. MLMs can create a culture that exploits people's hopes and fears for financial gain. MLM pitches often sell the dream of independence, labeling participants as boss babes who can run successful businesses. However, the harsh truth is that 99% of recruits fail to make any money, ending up with unsold products and strained relationships. MLMs promote self-sufficiency, but leave many struggling with financial losses and social isolation. Companies like Amway even demean traditional employment, labeling it as having a jackass of a boss. The MLM deception. MLM companies heavily promote unquestioning positivity among their sales recruits. Despite the reality that most recruits lose money, negative talk is strongly discouraged. For instance, Amway actively discourages gossip and labels skepticism as stinkin' thinkin'. MLMs combine spiritualism, the American work ethic, capitalism, and feminism, often masked by deceptive practices. Optavia, for instance, recruited salespeople who shared weight loss stories on social media without mentioning the brand. Similarly, Mary Kay's husband unawareness plan advised saleswomen to hide their spending from their husbands by using multiple payment methods. The influence of cult fitness industry jargon. The cult fitness industry relies heavily on specialized language and ritualistic experiences. For example, CrossFit refers to its workout facilities as boxes, with over 10,000 locations at its peak in 2020. Brands like Barry's Bootcamp and Orange Theory follow a similar franchise-like model. Peloton, known for its pricey stationary bikes and online classes, charges $2,000 for a bike plus a monthly fee. SoulCycle instructors use empowering mantras such as, "You're a boss," and "Change your body, change your mind, change your life." The use of hashtag girlboss hashtags reflects the feminist themes found in MLMs. In the fitness world, instructors often play a role similar to clergy or gurus. Companies like SoulCycle and Peloton carefully select and hire instructors based on their ability to engage and inspire. For instance, Peloton's top instructor, Jen Sherman, is known as JSS and has a dedicated following known as the JSS Tribe, positioning her as a leader within the fitness community. These brands seek not just influencers, but charismatic role models who can turn workouts into compelling experiences. While fitness companies don't employ mind control tactics like cults such as Heaven's Gate or Scientology, they do edge towards it. For example, CrossFit encourages members to push themselves to their limits, but leaves the ultimate decision of when to stop to the individual. CrossFit and SoulCycle, though not considered cults, have faced criticism for their practices. CrossFit's founders' controversial remarks during the pandemic led to sponsors distancing themselves. SoulCycle has been accused of fostering a culture of bullying and body shaming, instructing their trainers to present themselves in a way that attracts admiration from students. Key points. 1. The term cult is used in various contexts. 2. Cults gained prominence as mainstream religion declined. 3. The Jonestown incident is a frequently referenced part of American culture. 4. Cults often employ thought-terminating cliches. 5. Scientology utilizes high-pressure methods to recruit and retain followers. 6. Multi-level marketing, MLM, fosters a culture rich in cult-like language and practices.